This report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka. A look now at our stories. The Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana has kept the policy rate at 29%. Addressing the media, Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ness Addison, noted that the current pressures are under control.
After decelerating sharply in 2023, the pace of disinflation has slowed in the first 2 months of the year. Although inflation rose slightly in January 2024 and edged down in February, the latest inflation forecast suggests a slightly elevated profile from the possible upward revision in transport fare, adjustment in utility tariffs, higher export petroleum prices, and some pass-through of exchange rate depreciation. Overall, risks to inflation are slightly on the upside and will require close monitoring. Given these considerations, the committee decided to maintain the monetary policy rate at 29%.
A while longer with the central bank because they have introduced some additional measures which they believe will go a long way to deal with the city's depreciation. Key among them is taking over the foreign exchange payments of some banks and big corporate institutions. Here's Governor Dr. Ness Addison again.
The bank has worked with the Ghana Association of Banks to streamline documentation requirements for foreign payments to minimize the incentives to resort to the informal market. To deal with the high demand pressures on the foreign exchange market, the bank has taken steps in the past few weeks to directly absorb foreign exchange needs of some corporate institutions, and this has led to a reduced pipeline demand for foreign exchange from the commercial banks. The bank is fully aware of the operations of illegal operators in the foreign exchange market and is working with the Financial Intelligence Center to sanitize the market.
Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ness Addison, speaking there. Talking about the local currency, the Minister of State at the Finance Ministry, Abnasi Asare, is forecasting a stable CD in the latter part of this year due to the expected foreign inflows. Speaking at the 8th CEO Summit in Accra, she emphasized that the funds from the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, among others, will improve the country's reserves.
Accordingly indicated, we have sufficient forex reserve at the Bank of Ghana. We also expanded on efforts to secure about $2.3 billion before the end of the year to add on to the significant foreign exchange reserves. This is going to get through the World Bank DPO too, and also the IMF inflows that we are hoping that after they go to the board in June, there will be an inflow of about $360 million and other sources of foreign currency, which we are hoping will bring into the country to shore up what we have, and so there is no cause for alarm, and so we shouldn't also encourage panic buying.
Still from the CEO Summit, the Chief Executive Officer of Telesel Ghana, Engineer Patricia Obunai, is urging government to increase strategic investment in digital innovation to seal revenue loopholes in the governance system. Engineer Obunai said the use of artificial intelligence should be backed with the right regulatory framework across industries.
We must set ethical guardrails and institute policies to prevent the technology from being abused. We must navigate the complexities of regulatory frameworks, address concerns surrounding data privacy and security, and ensure that the benefits of AI are equitably distributed. We need to advance responsibly. Let me conclude with a quote. It says artificial intelligence is not a substitute for human intelligence. It is a tool to amplify human creativity and ingenuity.
Away from the 8th CEO Summit in Accra to the stock market, the Ghana Stock Exchange is urging businesses to come together and consider listing on the local bears as a means for alternative capital. The Ghana Alternative Market, which was created for the listing of SMEs, has since its inception successfully listed only 5 SMEs. Head of Marketing and PR at the exchange, Jerry Bwachidankwa, explained that long-term financing is needed to spur the growth of SME sector. He spoke to Joy Business at the National Youth Investment Educational tour organized by the Young Investor Network.
A lot of SMEs are springing up. The challenge we have had with SMEs in Ghana over the years is that because most of them are not properly organized, once the leader passes on, that's the end of the business. But I'm sure you and I know that the likes of the Apples of this world, the Nestles of this world, started very small. But because they listed some of these companies on the exchanges and had experts like a board, a management team running these companies, even though they are no more, their businesses are still running. And that's what we want to see in Ghana. That's what the Ghana Stock Exchange is preaching and trumpeting out there, that Ghanaian SMEs, in order to scale up to the next level, they need patient capital.
To some more business stories, the Association of Ghana Industries is urging government to deliberately encourage exports by increasing incentives for Ghanaian companies in exports. This, the president of the association, Dr. Humphrey Enyimdake, believes could increase the inflows of foreign exchange and serve as a buffer to the fallen cedi. Although the Ghana Revenue Authority provides exemptions for various industries under the tax law, Dr. Enyimdake is of the view that a deliberate effort targeted at Ghanaian-owned SMEs will yield better results in the long term. He spoke to Joy Business.
What government can do immediately is to drive the export agenda strongly, deliberately come to AGI and other manufacturing associations to deliberately grow a few companies that can deliver the product. And let us all try and do some export. Let it be an agenda. And government has that agenda, but we must get into the field and get something out. We've been pushing this agenda, and then elsewhere, you find it in the space that you need to export something sometimes to even get exemptions. So if you are pushing an exemption law, if you are pushing interventions, tie it to export. Demonstrate an export receipt. When you do that, you deliberately force all the big companies that are seeking exemptions and for 1D1F, for any intervention, deliberately say, look, I expect an export receipt from you for this receipt. They will develop it. So we are not only asked to go and export something, develop an exportable product or partner an SME or partner a company that has the capacity to go up and develop it and develop the market and export. That's what we all got to drive now. Then we can take charge of our export and the forex losses.
President of the Association of Ghana Industries, Dr. Humphrey Enyimdake, speaking to Joy Business there. Chancellor of the University of Cape Coast, Sir Sam Jonah, is calling on government to be intentional about investments made into the horticulture sector through the improvement in infrastructure. According to him, this could enhance competitiveness of exports and ensure food security. He was speaking at the launch of the Ghana Horticulture Expo by the Federation Association of Ghana Exporters.
I call on our government and policymakers to prioritize the development of this sector by investing in infrastructure, research and capacity building. By doing so, we can reduce post-harvest losses, ensure food safety and enhance the competitiveness of our exports. Additionally, we must streamline regulatory processes and create favorable conditions for trade both within Africa and globally. For our horticulturalists, I encourage you to continue adopting best practices and exploring solutions that will drive the sector forward. Your dedication and hard work are the backbone of our horticulture industry.
Now, for your pension tip on Money Lab, we'll tell you why it is necessary to consolidate your pension funds.
Hi there. Thank you for joining us on today's edition of Money Lab. My name is Nana Santia Mwakon, Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees. In our last episode, we discussed the Tier 2 pension scheme. Today, we will discuss the importance of consolidating your pension fund account, that is the mandatory Tier 2 and or the voluntary Tier 3 provident fund from your previous corporate trustee to your current corporate trustee of your new employer. Consolidating your pension fund means that you transfer your account from your corporate trustee of the previous employer to the current corporate trustee. This will ensure that you have one, easy access to your benefit at retirement. Two, you will enjoy one-stop processing of payment of your Tier 2 and Tier 3 pension benefits. Three, convenience, as easy tracking of all pension contributions will be on one portal during your working years. To port your funds to your current corporate trustee, kindly visit their website or send an email, and your current corporate trustee will facilitate the transfer on your behalf.
Nana Asante Mwakon is the Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees Limited with today's edition of Pension Tip on Money Lab. Ending the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. More about Ecobank, EMG Million Gang. Now, this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life and just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly, and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be three monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point, or via Ecobank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from now till July 31. Now, it is your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposit earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojumbaka, grateful for your company. Do enjoy the rest of our programs. Ignition is next.
We not say problem day, but you for chop life. Simply deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Express Point, or through Ecobank Mobile to win your share of over 1 million cedis in prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo, EMG. Be one of over 7,000 people to be rewarded.
Hey, my God.
Yes, so over 7,000 people go chop soft life from May to July 31, 2024. Be an Ecobank customer or be square. Remember, every 500 Ghana Cedi deposit earns you a point for the Ecobank Million Gang today. EMG. Deposit today and win your share of 1.2 million in cash and prizes. A better way to enjoy life. A better way. A better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.